Well, folks, that may be just about it for the AI mania. The largest speculative asset bubble and accounting fraud in history may finally be out of gas as the market spoke today in a stunning 1,100-point intraday reversal for the NASDAQ, calling BS on NVIDIA's earnings. What's up, guys? I'm Nobody Special, and before we get started, I have to disclose that I am personally short NVIDIA, although for the last 2 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks, I've been very bearish on NVIDIA as the stock marched up in a straight line. I've been very clear this whole time that I had no position in NVIDIA, neither short nor long, but that all changed on Friday. Throughout the day, I took out a short position on the stock. I disclosed that Monday morning, first thing in my live stream, and I am still in that short position now. That being said, we've got this one here in Bloomberg this morning. U.S. stocks slump anew after NVIDIA results fail to quiet AI angst. Stocks tumbled Thursday, wiping out earlier gains as AI darling NVIDIA's surprisingly strong earnings report failed to allay investor worries about lofty valuations. The S&P 500 index sank 1.6%. It surged as much as 1.4% in morning trading after NVIDIA's results late Wednesday seemed to at least briefly ease concerns around the risk of a bubble in AI shares. The American equities benchmark logged its biggest intraday reversal at 3.6% since the height of the tariff turmoil in April. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, the gauge has now fallen 5% from its most recent peak. All right, so right away, let's temper the bearish enthusiasm a little bit. We're only down about 5% from all-time highs here, nowhere near correction or bear market territory. So why am I saying this is it for the bubble? Well, obviously, this bubble has inflated all around NVIDIA. And for all intents and purposes, the numbers NVIDIA reported yesterday were fantastic, as long as you stop reading at the headline. And so the market should have rallied on this news, but it didn't. That enthusiasm quickly faded out. It's almost as if the buyers are completely exhausted here, leaving only profits to be taken. And with all of these bubble worries and nobody left to buy, you've got nowhere to go but down. Now, here's a chart of NVIDIA stock over the last day or so. We're looking at one-minute candles here, and you can see we closed in the mid-180s yesterday, and then we had that big pump after earnings. We went as high as $198.50 last night. Congratulations if you bought up there. You were exit liquidity for the sellers this morning. And then as soon as the opening bell rang today, the selling started, and it didn't stop, with shares closing around $180 right at the low of the day, down more than 3% after rallying over 8% late last night. And that selling wasn't limited to NVIDIA. It took the whole market down with it this morning. We're looking at the NASDAQ here, daily candles. Look at that big red candle above my head there, an 1,100-point intraday swing for the NASDAQ. Now, we've kind of been in this downward channel that I have highlighted there, down a couple of percent since the all-time highs a few weeks ago. We closed right around that line, so I'm not ready to call a big breakdown yet, at least not technically. But what's left in the narrative to try to push us above the edge here? Well, stick around to the end of the video. We'll talk about what might be able to reverse this trend. So if the losses aren't all that bad yet and the technicals aren't exactly screaming sell here, why am I saying this is it for the bubble? Well, we've got some clues in this Bloomberg article into what the market is thinking here. Is AI going to be as profitable as the market is pricing in? That's the key question, Malay said. Traders are worried about whether AI investments today would be profitable in 5 years, he added. They won't. As a result, people are saying, I've got to take some chips off the table. There's that profit taking. Everybody else is already levered up on margin. Max bought into this market, leaving only profit takers behind. But it's this next paragraph here that I think was behind the selling today. NVIDIA's rising accounts receivables numbers may have been what spooked traders, said Kimberly Forrest, chief investment officer and founder at Bokeh Capital Partners. It does beg the question, if things are flying off the shelves, then why aren't you getting paid for it, she said of NVIDIA. Now, yesterday on X, I posted this, drawing attention to those accounts receivables within just a few minutes of the NVIDIA earnings being released. I took a screen grab from their prior quarter's release, and then this most recent one, I flagged the growth in accounts receivables by $5.58 billion, which you take away that growth in accounts receivables, and NVIDIA misses revenue by $2 billion, so they basically manufactured this revenue beat out of thin air. But accounts receivables at NVIDIA is now $33 billion. That's 59% of the revenue they just reported. Now, accounts receivable is when a product has been shipped but not yet paid for. You can count it as revenue even though your customer hasn't paid yet. And keep in mind, there's a lot of worries out there about whether NVIDIA's customers can actually pay. People like CoreWeave and AI do not have the money to pay for the promises they've made to NVIDIA, at least not until NVIDIA gives them the money so they can turn around and buy NVIDIA's product. You can see that in the rising price of credit default swaps for CoreWeave's debt and Oracle's debt over these last few weeks. The market is starting to think, hey, maybe these guys can't pay, and rightly so. And you may notice down there in the corner, that got 2.7 million views on X. A lot of people saw that. A lot of people agreed with it, and a lot of people disagreed with it. And well, why don't we just take a few minutes to read some of the disagreement that we got from those NVIDIA bulls. Can you stop with this old-fashioned nonsense? Nobody reads balance sheets anymore. Come on, man. Channeling the big guy. Well, nobody reads balance sheets anymore until they do. And when they do, they see what I saw, and what I saw didn't look so good. These negative NVIDIA takes are bizarrely wrong. Well, today the market disagreed because number go down. Am I doing this right? Bears are jumping through hoops trying to discredit NVIDIA's performance. Stop being miserable. Wishing I had a larger stake in NVIDIA today. Lot of doomsayers out there talking about NVIDIA bubble kept me stable when I should have been going more in. Well, I apologize for that stability. I'd block you, but inversing every trade you make is going to print so much money. Not today, I'm afraid. How does this guy have 40,000 followers but can't do simple accounting? Mind-blowing. I guess misery loves company. Imagine shorting NVIDIA. LOL. Rest in peace, you're short. Plus 8% today. Not today, Steve Norris. Give it up. Not stand in the way of force you can't handle. Solid grammar. End of the day, look at your puts. Right now, they're going and worthless. Not my puts, brother. Bean counter accounting doesn't work with major tech companies. Stay long and sleep well. Yes, accounting doesn't work until it works. See also .com bubble. God, would you STFU? Why are you on my feed? I blocked that Muppet, couldn't take him on my feed. Well, Rooster, I'm just very thankful that you stuck around long enough to tell us that you were leaving. You will be missed. Bull tears are delicious. All right, now that we've dunked on the NVIDIA bulls, let's talk a little bit about what could possibly keep this bubble going. Because now that the investing public is generally aware that this is all accounting BS and round-tripping, you know, the stuff I spent the last 2 years, 2 months, and 2 weeks talking to you guys about, what could possibly keep this bubble going? They've already reached out to the government for a bailout. We talked about that last week when Sarah Friar asked for government backstops and then had a very cringeworthy attempt at trying to backtrack that. And Sam Altman's big Twitter essay that did not go over so well. A government backstop is not happening. Taxpayer money is not going to be flowing into this bubble, not during an election year where government spending is on the ballot. It just ain't happening. Congress can't agree on what time it is. They're not going to pump this bubble. It's also probably not going to come from private credit, but not for lack of effort. We've seen articles recently about Blue Owl Capital trying to raise tens of billions of dollars for Meta so they can go lose that on data centers. But you may notice Blue Owl Capital's reputation is rather doo-doo since they threaten their investors with a 20% haircut. So there's all these cracks forming in the private credit bubble. I don't think that's going to be able to save this AI mania either. But there is one last place where the AI companies could possibly go to find the money they need in sufficient quantities to meet the large numbers that are needed to keep this bubble inflated. And that is other governments, other countries. And we have seen them put in a lot of work to that effect over the last few days. We've seen people like Jensen Huang, people like Elon Musk head over to Saudi Arabia to try to get the Saudis to invest tens of billions of dollars in data centers. We've seen the same thing in the UAE, a little bit to a lesser extent in Europe. And it's conceivable that the Trump administration may try to dangle some candy in the air in front of these guys to get them to pump that money into the AI bubble because President Trump wants his stock market bubble to stay inflated. He could use things like tariffs, trade deals, and F-35s to try to entice these governments into spending money into our AI bubble to try to keep NVIDIA's earnings inflated. In my opinion, that's the only place in the world left to find enough money to try to keep NVIDIA's earnings inflated. It's a long shot. It might work. It might not. But it's not going to come from private credit, and it's not going to come from the U.S. government. So absent the sudden influx of hundreds of billions or maybe even trillions of dollars into this AI bubble from other foreign governments, there is just not enough money anywhere else in the world to keep NVIDIA's earnings where they're at. And without NVIDIA's earnings keeping this whole market inflated, there is a long way to go. We could be on the brink of a year-long brutal sell-off similar to the one that started in March of 2000 with the bursting of the dot-com bubble. And if we are, well, there's a lot of a-holes on Twitter who are in for the I told you so of a lifetime. But today is not that day. Till next time, live small and dream big.